I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. According to our website, Lauren Grodstein is the author of four novels, the last of which is Our Short History. After first looking at The Dust Jacket, I was afraid it would be depressing or worse, boring. But something pulled me in. I think it was the book jacket, which featured a silhouette of a woman holding the hand of a child. After about 20 pages, I knew I had to finish it. Karen Newlander is an experienced manager who is running a local campaign. She is also a single mother of a precocious 6-year-old. When she revealed she was pregnant, Dave, the father of the child, abandoned her. He had said, in no uncertain terms, he did not want to have any children. Fast forward 6 years. Karen has been diagnosed with cancer. The doctors have given her perhaps 2 years. She decides to write a memoir to her son. Grodstein writes, "Allison and I frequently discuss issues of privilege and economy. She says it doesn't mean we have to raise our kids broke just because that's how we grew up. She thinks that insecurity about money doesn't necessarily make a person more empathetic or kind. Sometimes it just makes a person nervous her whole life. And she's right. I know she's right. But still, it irks me to think you'll never understand that you are, in so many ways, so very lucky." Allison says, "But in at least one way, you aren't lucky at all. None of us are, and money is no compensation. There is no compensation. I am your only parent. I am 43 years old. I have stage 4 ovarian cancer. I have perhaps 2 or 3 years left in my life, and once I am gone, you will move here to Mercer Island to live with my sister Allison and her family. You can bring your hamster and all your toys. You can bring anything you want. You know this, Jake. You know that if it were up to me, I would live forever with you in my arms." After Jake begins asking questions about his father, Karen begins preparing him for her death. Grodstein writes, "It seems to me, Jacob, that when the time comes for you to pick a life partner, you should pick someone who behaves well in a crisis. It's very easy to think you know someone. It's very easy to think you know yourself. When life is calm and orderly, movie dates on Saturdays, chicken dinner at 7. But people become their truest selves in emergencies. Selfish people jump into the life raft first. Cowards sneak out the back door. Liars say whatever it takes to get out of trouble. Craven people walk away from what they have wrought. But good, morally sound people take responsibility for their actions and stand up for the people they care about, even if they put themselves at risk, even if they put their own desires second. I want you to choose someone who is good and morally sound." Lauren Grodstein's novel, Our Short History, is a story filled with wisdom and cautions for Jacob. Despite the looming tragedy, there is humor, anger, and fear Karen wants Jacob to understand. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading.